Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is about doing a kindness for another Jew. Now, we know that doing a kindness, a favor, just a favor, is something very, very special. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that a Jewish soul comes down to this world and lives for 70 or 80 years, even just to do one kindness for one fellow Jew. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov heard this teaching from one of his teachers, the Tzaddik Reb Mordechai. And we have this teaching as part of our Hasidic heritage. Once, the previous Chabad Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, passed away in about 1950, told the following story. He said that one morning, while in the country with his father, that is, the family sometimes went to a more quiet place for a certain part of the summer, perhaps, for a little bit more relaxation. So he was once on such a trip with his father, who was the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Sholem Dovber, and it was in the village of Alifka. The previous Rebbe says that he woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he sat down to learn Torah. He noticed that his father woke up early and was preparing himself also for davening. At 6 a.m., the Rebbe Rishab invited his son to go for a walk with him. As they were walking, the father said to the son, that is the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, said to his son, who would later be the sixth Chabad Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak, he said, when a person gets up in the morning, learns Torah, and then davens, that's something's really accomplished. But without actually doing a kindness for another Jew, the day is dry. One needs to daven to Hashem that he should send a Jew for whom one can do an act of kindness. One shouldn't, of course, want to come across a unworthy Jew, somebody who's a lowlife, but a Jew that he could do a favor for. Sure enough, later that day, two Jews from the town of Rudnia came to my father, the previous Rebbe writes, to ask him to do a personal favor. My father called me over and said, look, you see, if one desires truthfully, Hashem will help. Meaning that if we really want to do a favor for another Jewish person, Hashem will send a Jewish person our way to do a favor. So we see that it's important to get up in the morning and prepare for davening. And it's important to learn Torah. And it's important to daven. But that's not enough. It definitely accomplishes something. But without doing a favor for a fellow Jew, the day is dry. No, we have to also do a favor for our fellow Jew. And by doing another favor for another Jew, this can actually bring the geula. Besides the fact that it might fulfill the purpose of our soul coming down to this world, it can also be the mitzvah that can bring the geula. May it happen right away, and let us all, in addition to our own connection with Hashem, our own relationship with Hashem, which is so important, to also make sure to look around us and see who needs a favor. How can I do something for other people? Start a new class of Torah, help a person who needs help crossing the street, whatever it is, to look for a way every day to help a fellow Jew. Either just a physical favor, or even better, a spiritual favor. This will certainly help to bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.